page 9. Not all candidates have chosen to submit a paid statement. Candidate for Marion County Commissioner, Position 1, Patricia R. Milne, M-I-L-N-E. Occupation, Marion County Commissioner. Occupational background, small business owner. Educational background, graduate, Mount Lakes High School, Claremont School. Prior governmental experience, state representative, 1993 to 1998, majority whip, 1995, chair, Human Resources Committee, Task Force on Juvenile Court System and Juvenile Delinquency, chair, Joint Interim Committee on Hispanic Affairs, chair, House Education Subcommittee, Ways and Means General Government Subcommittee, Woodburn School Board, Vice Chair, 1992, School District Strategic Planning Committee, Marion County Educational Service District Budget Committee, Community Service, Woodburn Chamber of Commerce, Blanchett Catholic School Board. Dear friends, when I first ran for the Marion County Board of Commissioners, I promised to work toward rebuilding the faith and credibility in county government, returning our government to its core functions, restoring employee morale, and regaining control of the county budget. Since taking office, I continue to work hard to keep these promises. I've been in every community in Marion County, helping people to find solutions to local problems, building partnerships with city officials and citizens groups, and working together on community projects. And I've worked to build effective relationships with our county employees. I've cast the hard votes, making tough choices when necessary, standing up for the principles we share. I've worked hard supporting our farmers' efforts to seek innovative ways to keep their farms viable and profitable, thus protecting valuable, productive farmland. I've worked to strengthen our economy, attracting large and small employers to Marion County, and making sure businesses can focus on business instead of burdensome regulations. I've worked with law enforcement, tackling the meth epidemic in our communities and uniting local efforts against this plague. I've worked hard to ensure Measure 37 was implemented swiftly, fairly, and without additional burden to people whose property was unfairly taken away by government restrictions. There's still work to be done, however, and I'm asking for your vote so I can continue working with you and for you. Thank you. Sincerely, Patty Milne. This information furnished by Patricia R. Milne and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Continuing on page 9, Marion County Commissioner, Position 1, Carl D. Pitts, P-I-T-T-S. Occupation, financial consultant, real estate investor. Occupational background, 24 years in finance, assistant comptroller, accounting manager, auditor, and accountant. Educational background, Bachelor of Science, Cal State University, Long Beach, California. Prior governmental experience, running past campaigns, volunteering, Department of Corrections. The political platform of Carl D. Pitts. On drugs, Carl Pitts supports the efforts of Dick Withnell and former county executive Mike Ryan to form a methamphetamine strike force to combat methamphetamine trafficking. My opponent does not support this effort. From July 2005 through February 2006, a total of approximately 1,000 children were taken into drug protective custody in Marion County. This leprosy of illegal drugs spread incredible sorrow, disease, and crime to our citizens because of unfunded programs of enforcement and rehabilitation. On crime, there are only 4 deputies on patrol in Marion County, 1,100 square miles, between midnight and 7 a.m. The city of Salem has a crime rate 2.5 times the national average. The city residents deserve better. The causes are drugs and unfunded jail beds. In contrast, the Marion County Board of Commissioners costs $2 million for the equivalent of 7 full-time county commissioners. Carl Pitts would like to see most of these management dollars converted to law enforcement in Marion County. On senior and community services, services that are offered to the elderly, elderly, infirmed, and needy should be expanded. Carl Pitt's background in finance will speed the implementation of these services. Marion County is also without any semblance of bioterrorism services, while millions of tax dollars pile up at Marion County Health Department. On the financial condition of Marion County, Marion County is in excellent financial condition. The Public Works, Health, and General Fund are poised to be in yet better financial condition as new developments are completed and residents add gas tax revenue in the millions of dollars. Promise. All of Carl Pitt's energy, background, and life experiences will be used to ensure practical government. Vote Carl Pitts for Marion County Commissioner. This information furnished by Carl D. Pitts and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by this county. Page 10. Candidate for Marion County Commissioner, Position 2. Janet Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N. Occupation, Marion County Commissioner. Occupational background, small business owner, junior high and high school teacher, student activities director, state agency manager, budget analyst. Educational background, Ph.D., Education and Public Policy, University of Oregon, M.A., Political Science, Brigham Young University, B.A., Political Science, Willamette University, McNary High School graduate. Prior governmental experience, 2003 to 2006, Marion County appointments, Board of Law Enforcement Services, Budget Committee, Children of Incarcerated Parents Initiative, Enterprise for Employment and Education, Kaiser River Task Force, Children and Families Commission, Fair Board, Marion County Housing Authority Board, Mid-Valley Behavioral Care Network, Youth Compact, House Bill 5177 Task Force on Methamphetamine Abuse. 2001 to 2002, State Representative, Revenue Committee Vice Chair, Joint Ways and Means Human Services Subcommittee, Smart Growth and Commerce Committee, Interim Patient Choice in Healthcare Committee Chair, 1998 to 2006, Precinct Committee Person, 1997 to 1999, Administrator, House of Representatives, Human Resources and Children and Families Committees, 1996, Interim Director, Lane County Commission on Children and Families, 1991 to 1995, Budget Director and Regional Coordinator, Oregon Commission on Children and Families. Community Service, 24J Community Involvement Advisory Committee, Salem Social Services Advisory Board, Teen Parent Program and Downtown Learning Center Business Partnerships Coordinator, State Employee Food Drive Co-Chair. Family, husband D. Kevin Carlson, 3 children, ages 20, 24, and 27. Janet Carlson Energy. Janet is passionate about the rights of children, families, seniors, those with disabilities, the environment, education, and Marion County, Bonnie Kelly, Salem. Janet Carlson Experience. Having the opportunity to personally work with Janet on countless community-related activities, I endorse her for Marion County Commissioner. Bill Lytle, Santa Am Canyon. Janet Carlson Results. When we are faced with a community-wide crisis involving our children and at-risk families due to methamphetamine use, leaders need to act. Janet Carlson has dedicated herself tirelessly, working collaboratively with citizens, other elected officials, and social services to better our community. Dick Withnell, Kaiser. For more information, at www.janetcarlson2006.com. This information furnished by Janet Carlson and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Marion County Commissioner, Position 2, Sonia L. Heard, H-E-A-R-D. Occupation, Department Specialist 3, Marion County Public Works. Occupational background, administrative support within Marion County Public Works, dog control, environmental services, and the sheriff's department. A small business owner, road construction laborer, and customer service representative. Educational background, none listed. Prior governmental experience, candidate for Marion County Commissioner, Democrat position 2, 2002 primary election. Community service, Blanchett Cavaliers parent football coordinator, director, playwright Brush Creek Theater, McKinley Site Committee, Vice President Blanchett Cavalier Booster Club, Friends of Marion County. Drug use is on the rise in our communities. Gang activity is forcing some of you to stay inside your homes. And the Sheriff's Department is overworked and undermanned while our parole and probation offices' caseloads are rising. I want viable solutions with viable accountability for the offenders before, during, and after incarceration. Our safety is a right, not a privilege. As a parent of teenagers, I am too often reminded of the ease in which they can find a case of beer or a bag of marijuana. The resources available for the family unit are limited. We shouldn't have to wait until our children are caught in the justice system to change their direction. We need programs for parents with children who are battling peer pressure, for teens who are on the edge of falling into the juvenile system. We need to attempt to change a child's path before it's too late. Marion County needs to be financially accountable for every decision that is made. No more spending money on brand new buildings while cutting vital services. If Marion County can't afford it, we need to say no. End of story. As Marion County Commissioner, I can't promise that everything would change overnight, but I can say that I would work hard at finding viable solutions to the problems we face today as a community. Together as a community, I believe that all things are possible. Sonia L. Hurd. This information furnished by Sonia L. Hurd and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county.